Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Kerwinsville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.kerwinsvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, if you have your Bibles, we're up to chapter 9 now. In John, chapter 9 in John. Now, I just kind of remind you, we're in a series where we're wanting to meet Jesus. And so the last few weeks, maybe a couple months now, we were in chapter 7 and chapter 8, where the focus has been on the hostility that Jesus is facing from the people. It's amazing to us when you think about that. Here's Jesus and all that he's doing and what he can do. And really, to be honest with you, they are still rejecting him. And we're still in that section up to chapter 12 where that is being reflected. But John's going to shift now to another thing that happens around this same time. And that's concerning a man who was born blind. And how the disciples, first of all, what we're going to see as we focus on verses 1 to 5, how the disciples react towards that. And so they bring up a question that I think we wrestle with even to this day. Who sinned? So they see this guy going through this problem, and he's born blind. So everybody, he obviously, whatever his age is at this point, everybody there in Jerusalem knows him. And if anybody's coming visiting periodically, they would see him and they would know this guy has been blind from birth. And so that raises some questions for them, and it raises the big question, who sinned? Now, why is that relevant to you and I? Well, because that's where we live as humans. So let me talk about, first of all, with you, the human condition. Here's the human condition. First thing I want you to see here is this. We want an explanation for everything. We want an explanation for everything. So, okay, so everybody understand, everybody recognize, I think everybody here has been alive long enough to realize stuff happens. Problems happen. You think everything's going okay, you get in the car, you try to crank it, and the battery doesn't work. Stuff happens. That's kind of minor, isn't it? Well, it may not be minor. But then there are other things that happen. We want an explanation. And we spend time focusing on that. So, okay, let's go back to the car illustration. Somebody leaves something plugged in. So we look, did I have something on the charger that drained my battery, or did I not maintain my battery sooner, or what? I mean, we want to find it. Who's the fault?